You're now listening to Bonus Tracks, a short-form program from our Future of Radio youth broadcasters. In this episode, our youth DJs went to battle the bands and spoke with organizer Matt Bouquet, as well as other attendees and participants.
We're here to interview people at the Battle of the Bands. What inspired you to put this on?
Well, that's a great question. When I was growing up in Tucson, the Arizona Daily Star used to put together a wonderful Battle of the Bands every year at the Rialto Theater. And it was there I saw a lot of my friends play incredible sets to hundreds of kids and inspired all of us to push our music to the next level. And you know, where some of my longest friendships, long-term life friendships were made, and where inspiration for my life path came from was, you know, events like that. So I thought it was important that, because it inspired me and my friends so much, we wanted to do something for the next generation similar, you know, so they can feel empowered to express and, you know, send love into the community through their art and music, so.
So, what do you think about the band so far?
I am totally impressed. Everyone is having a great time, which is the most important thing always in music and art, but on top of that, everyone seems very comfortable on stage. They're all playing very very tight sets, and I'm very impressed. I'm very excited for the future of Tucson music.
Why do you think it's important to support local?
So people feel empowered to express themselves freely in a way that they're accepted and can make other people feel accepted by seeing them do so.
What made you choose this venue for Battle of the Bands?
Great question. Reed Park's the Central Park of Tucson. And this band show here that we're watching the show at, I always thought was a cool space when I grew up going to events here, community events like this. And now that, you know, a friend of mine is at the City of Tucson and he came from the same era, he thought it would be a great idea for the city to take lead and start activating this space so we can all come together in this wonderful park that maybe isn't always on people's radar.
Hello, I'm DJ Coop. Who are you?
I'm Gilbert Flores. I'm a judge at the Battle of the Bands.
That's good to know. I got a question for you, if you could answer it. Are you going to be a little bit biased today with different genres, whatever music you're into? Are you going to be a little bit biased?
I mean, I typically probably like more punk stuff, but I also play a lot of different types of music, so I'm not too biased.
Sounds good. Thank you.
This is still KXDR. We're still at the Battle of the Bands. We have here a member of the audience. What's your name?
My name is Brittany.
Do you have a band you're rooting for?
Actually, I don't know any of the bands. I just came out to kind of see what was happening, see the local talent.
Have you ever been to anything like this before?
I've never been to a Battle of the Bands.
What do you think of the bands that have gone so far?
So far I've seen one band and they're pretty great. They played two cover songs, which I loved. Yeah, I'm excited to see more.
Thanks for letting us interview you. This was KXCI.
Stay tuned for more episodes from Battle of the Bands, and for more episodes of Bonus Tracks, head to KXCI.org.